And so you might say, I've got a little...
Lump?
Yeah.
Cough?
Okay. If you can't hear anything at all, you'd say you are...
Deaf.
Okay. If you've been working really hard, you take your wet shirt off and say, look how I...
Have perspired.
Would you use that or something else?
I might have said sweat, you know, 10 years ago.
Okay. This is something that can come up on your skin. It's a sore. And the name of it starts with a B.
Blister?
Well, another one.
Burn?
It's a little lump.
No lumps.
Okay. How about boil?
Boil. I've heard it, but I've never had one, so I don't know.
Okay. Do you know what the stuff is that drains out of it?
Pulse.
Okay. And when you get a blister, the liquid that forms under the skin is?
Water.
Okay. And if a bullet goes through your arm and you're bleeding, you would say you have a?
A wound.
Okay. And if when a wound doesn't heal clean, a white... granular substance might form around the edge. Sometimes it has to be cut out. Do you know what this is called?
No, I don't.
Have you heard of proud flesh?
No.
Okay. And if you get a little cut on your finger, this is a brown liquid that you put on it. It stings.
Iodine.
Okay. And this is a substance that used to be... or maybe still is given as a tonic for malaria. It's also something you can drink. You have soda water and you have something water.
Carbonated water? Or?
Yeah, it's kind of carbonated. It's quiet. May use it in a gin and tonic.
Gin?
No, not the gin.
The tonic? I wouldn't be familiar with it.
Okay. Quinine
water. Quinine. I've heard of it, but
okay.
I don't know.
Let's see. The doctor did everything he could, but the man...
Still kicked a bucket.
Okay. Would you use that formally?
I would. It's not very nice, but you know, that's...
What else would you say?
Man still passed away.
Okay. Let's see, you might say he's been dead a week and nobody's yet figured out what he
died from.
Okay. And this is a place where people are buried.
Graveyard.
Okay, or...
Or site.
Okay. Well, let's see.
Burial place, burial ground.
Would you call it a cemetery?
Cemetery, yes.
What is the ceremony at the cemetery called?
Burial. Burial.
Another word?
What, to put somebody in the grave?
It's the whole ceremony where everybody, they attend the...
Funeral.
Okay. And what do they put the body in?
A casket.
And what is the man who embalms the people called?
First. A mortician.
What?
Okay.
Barely thought of that.
What?
I barely thought of that.
Okay. How about when people are all dressed in black, you would say they are in?
Mourning.
And the automobile that's used in a funeral?
A limousine. Ambulance. Hearst.
Okay.
One of them.
Okay, now this is a type of building that's found in cemeteries when the bodies aren't buried underneath the ground. They're put in a...
Mausoleum.
Okay. Let's see. If somebody meets you on the street and says, well, how are you today? And you're feeling just about average, you'd say, oh, I'm...
Feeling fine. Okay.
Okay. If somebody's troubled, you'd say, oh, it will come out all right. Don't
worry about it.
Okay, and this is a disease of the joints. When you get old, your joints get stiff and ache.
Arthritis or rheumatism, rheumatic fever.
This is the name. See, I think we're about to run out. I'm going to turn off.